Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, August 15th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 19 and 3 quarter cents at 622 and a half, December wheat down 18 and a quarter cents at 804 and a quarter, and November beans down 48 and 3 quarter cents at 1405 and a half. Please note that I've switched now from September wheat to December wheat. Sharply lower here overnight. The Chinese cut two key interest rates, surprisingly, as their economic numbers came in. They were looking for Chinese production at 4.5, came out at 3.8. So that's a strong indication that the Chinese economy has slowed dramatically, and that sent prices around the world into a tizzy. Crude oil down $5 a barrel at 87.10. The dollar is up 48 ticks. Dow Jones is down 191. The bonds are up a full point. Silver down 55 cents. Gold down 19 bucks. So it's had a major impact on a lot of commodities here this morning. The grains were under, a little bit of pressure overnight as we are expecting good rains. We got some good rains over the weekend. We're looking for better rains in Nebraska, western Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, all very dry areas that could really use the rain. This will go a long way to making these crops. So if we've changed the tenor of the weather outlook over the next couple of weeks, I think we're going to see increased yield from what we saw on the August report on Friday. So, you know, it's hard to get friendly out here unless this is just some kind of Chinese ploy to buy grain at lower prices, and we've seen it 100 times before. So I'm not, you know, saying this is it on the grain market, but certainly the rains are going to help with or without the Chinese. And if the Chinese economy is really slowing, you know, that's a little bit of a problem for these grain markets. So we'll get the crop ratings tonight. We expect them to slip a little bit, maybe a point in corn and a point in beans, but I don't think it's going to have a major impact. We might see some late buying as we have on the last several Mondays as people look for lower crop ratings. I don't know that, you know, with the Chinese news, you know, the funds are still long. I've got them long 154 corn, short 19 wheat, long 114 beans, long 91 meal, and long 43 oil out here. So if the funds want out, there's certainly more selling that's possible. This is certainly a different tenor than we had on Friday when, you know, corn had such a big rally, the beans had a big rally, and we've virtually taken most of that out here. Now, whether we do it on a closing basis or not. But corn is now lower than where it was on Friday night or Thursday night's close. Beans are well under Thursday night's close, in fact. We're at the lowest prices, basically, that, well, we got down to $13.91 on Monday. So we're only about 14 cents away from making a new low for last week. So none of this looks great technically. Crude oil down $5 a barrel. Everything's hurting this morning. And I think the grains will be hurting as well. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.